Two that I've taken the ABC to court in 2019 after my name was removed from the list of parliament. And then, between 2019 and this week, nothing much has happened, in particular between myself and the PEC of the European Development. However, the National Executive Committee, in particular the officials, have been discussing this matter and engaging on it from last year, November. Unfortunately, because of many things that the ANC has been experiencing, in particular the COVID issues, they couldn't really finalize the matter. So then on this Sunday, the officials of the ANC National again resolved and they contacted me. And yesterday I received a call from the Chief Whip to call me to Parliament for taking the vote. So I accepted this deployment because apart from the fact that I had an issue with the ANC, I remain a member of the ANC. And my going to the court had nothing with me wanting to punish the ANC. I just wanted justice, not for me, but also for the future generation. The court came. I will communicate to my lawyers because I think the ANC has given me an opportunity to serve the people. And any other matter that is outstanding, in particular the court, the legal codes and stuff, it is a matter between me and the ANC, so it will be separated, but outside court. The court case has been abandoned, and for me, this is victory for the ANC. It's not victory for me, because when the ANC does not follow its own principles, it makes people to wonder if it is victory about the people. So if now the ANC has acted in this manner, it is justice for me and the people of the ANC, and also in particular South Africa is the old and voters. So there's no longer a court case. Any other matter that is outstanding, it will be resolved between me and the ANC. Now, I'm not really sure how I'm feeling. I've got so much mixed emotions, mixed feelings. One thing that I need people to understand is that there's nothing wrong with the ANC. It's individuals who do things within the ANC, that's flowing the imposition of power.